T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. The future of toll lanes in Southern California. Some drivers love them, some hate them, but more could be coming to 5 different freeways in Orange County.
They're already installing 2 toll lanes in each direction on the 405 widening project in the OC. Now they're looking at installing even more toll lanes on the other freeways. For instance, Caltrans is actively studying creating toll lanes on the 5 freeway in Orange County by 2028. And within a couple of decades, it's possible that we'll see carpool lanes converted into toll lanes on the 55, 57, and 91 freeways as well. Some OC Transportation Board members don't necessarily believe that toll lanes are the solution, and they would like to look at another option, requiring 3 or more people in a vehicle to use a carpool lane.
It takes some time to change behavior, and we should take a look at that, because I promise you our drivers will figure out how to get into that lane if it's empty, and it'll save them hours of drive time.
Officials, though, say carpool lanes have simply gotten too congested and too slow in Orange County, and a UCLA professor who has studied the issue says turning carpool lanes into toll lanes would, in fact, help unclog the traffic, because drivers who are willing to pay money for the express lanes would no longer be driving in the regular lanes. John Paird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There's a new study on the rising sea level suggesting as many as $10 billion in California real estate will be underwater by 2050. Let's go to Venice. Here's Greg Vigner.
Yeah, this would be Coastline Real Estate, the state's coastal commission, getting this alarming report about more than 800 miles of California coastline shrinking or vanishing.
What's at stake for California? All coasts will be affected. Some of the hot spots, San Francisco Bay, San Diego, Ventura County, Newport Beach.
That's Dr. Mark Muirfield. He's with Scripps Oceanography Institute. Now, the commission got this 43-page report about exactly what is at stake. It had a lot of questions in it about potential consequences and not a lot of answers about exactly what to do going forward.
You'll have to move to some sort of structure or some sort of hard or soft protection along the shoreline. That's pathway A.
Even he, though, admitted you can't really eventually build your way up or to protect from water that's rising as fast as it is. He says reducing carbon emissions, critical, and that California is already behind the game on that. Blames this all on climate change. Craig Figner.
Plans for a housing development at the former Verdugo Hills Golf Course in Tujunga has been rejected by some city council members. The golf course sits on the hillsides of Tujunga, an area that's prone wildfires, and the president of the Sunland Tujunga Neighborhood Council says safety has to be a priority.
The property is in a very high fire hazard severity zone and high wind velocity zone, with wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour.
Fred Gaines represents the developers who want to build more than 200 housing units on the site, and he says the area has been slated for zoning that allows them to build, but the council, he says, is holding back.
Are you going to change the zone to match the plan as is legally required, or are you not? Because the politics of the day and the roar of the crowd is that you should not do that.
And as a result, he says legal action may be considered.
The high fire danger in the Angeles National Forest has been lowered from very high to high.
The change means that people looking to camp or enjoy a picnic in designated areas can use the barbecues they provide and build campfires in available steel fire rings. Hikers with a California fire permit can use portable stoves and lanterns. Nathan Judy with the Angeles National Forest says it also means that they can put fire back on the landscape.
We have piles that are out there that need to be burned off, so we have other areas that we want to do some of that forest management on. So we might be doing some prescribed burning, where we're doing fire on the landscape without piles, just that prescribed fire across certain areas.
Along with reducing the fuel bed across the forest ahead of warmer weather, he says prescribed burns also put nutrients back into the ground. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
In Lancaster, they decided to put off that controversial vote on feeding the homeless on public property, making that illegal. The new plan had been designed, they say, to control how people hand out food in public places like sidewalks and parking lots. Dozens of people, including activists, attended the council meeting last night, expressing their concerns over people who live on the streets. And the council says it'll revisit the whole thing in about 6 months.
As the LADWP gets ready to shut down its last coal-burning power plant, it is promising that the facility replacing it would burn nothing but clean, renewable hydrogen. DWP says it'll take until 2045 to make that happen. In the meantime, the new plant in Utah will burn a combination of natural gas and hydrogen. The 2045 target date meets a state guideline, but it's not soon enough for climate change activists who say higher temperatures and rising sea levels make the transition to clean fuel more urgent than ever.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.